I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple, and that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about how messy action is still action. And this is one of my favorite topics. Since forever, I always talk about this. I always preach about this through the podcast, through my work with my clients. It's just something that I've always believed in because, as you girls know, what is my main saying here on For the Girls? Confidence is a byproduct of action. You do not get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. And the thing is, a lot of people are delaying their boost of confidence because they think that they need to get confident first before they take action. I'll do that when I get more confident. I'll do this, when that, blah, 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 whatever. And it could not be a worse mindset to have because you are delaying your own growth. You are delaying your own success, thinking that the confidence is just going to hit you like a truck just on its own when that's not the truth. The truth is you build confidence the way you build a muscle at the gym. If you want to, you know, get really strong, it's not just like, I want to be strong. I'm going to think strong and there you go. I'm strong now. You need to go to the gym and lift weights. And then as you get stronger from lifting weights, say that you start with light dumbbells, 5 pounds, whatever, then you start lifting heavier weights. 10, 15, 20. You work your way up as a result of doing the action. Not just because you manifested it. Oh my God, I wanted to be strong and I was. I never went to the gym in my life and then I just walked into the gym and I, you know, bench pressed 200 pounds. No, I don't think so, right? You have to work your way up. Same with confidence. Confidence is a byproduct of action. So you will become more confident the more that you do something. Same way that you will become stronger the more that you lift weights. You are working out your confidence like it is a muscle and getting stronger and stronger and more confident. And this topic actually came up today because I did get a Dear Victoria submission that we are going to dive into. But she said in that email how much that section of the Queens of Confidence program that I have helped her. So the Dear Victoria submission is about something totally different that we will talk about. But she just acknowledged in that email that she had taken my Queens of Confidence program and like the digital course. And she was like, that whole messy action is still action thing is the best thing for my like perfectionist brain. And you need to talk about it more. So here I am talking about it more. And that whole perfectionism thing is really important to highlight because here's the thing. A lot of people, it's not only that they wait for confidence to take action, they also wait for perfection to take action. And they're so afraid of messy action that instead of messing up and, you know, going through trial and error, instead they would rather do nothing because they want it to be perfect. But here's the thing. What is perfect? What is perfectionism? Like, it's, we should know already that it's not possible, right? Like, we know that humans are not perfect. We know that people make mistakes. We know that life happens, mistakes happen, things out of our control happens, things in our control happen, like all different things, environmental factors, whatever, come into play. That is just the name of the game. And that is just the story of life. There's a saying that's like, if you don't want to do anything wrong, or if you don't want to be judged, if you, you know, don't want to be seen as a failure or whatever, then just do nothing, because no one has anything to talk about. No one has anything to judge you on. You have nothing to reflect on and regret if you just do nothing. So if that's the life you want to lead, the legacy that you want to leave behind, if that's what you feel is your impact on the world, is just a bunch of nothingness and you just want to do nothing and be nothing and that's fine with you, then that's fine with me. Go for it. Because maybe you'll have a lot more peace of mind than most people because you just do nothing all day, you know? But that's not really the life that we want for ourselves, right? Especially not if you listen to this show, For the Girls, which is about wanting more in life. It's about having higher standards. It's about wanting the best that life has to offer. So you're not going to have those results. You're not going to receive those things by simply doing nothing, contributing nothing, achieving nothing, desiring nothing. Like, just a whole bunch of nothingness is going to feel very damn empty. And that's not the goal here. So with that being said, a lot of nothingness happens simply because of the fear of what others are going to say, messing up, doing the wrong thing, it not coming out completely perfect. But here's my thought process on it. Let's say perfect is your goal, even though I don't even think that it should be. But for argument's sake, let's say that perfectionism is what you're striving for. How would you get there without being willing to fail first? You will only know what works perfectly. You will only know how to do things right if you do things wrong first. There's no such thing as just like imagining what would be the perfect thing and it becoming the reality, because again, that's not life. We might think things will go according to a certain plan, but everyone knows that saying, you make your plans and God laughs. It's like plans, you know, we could plan as much as we possibly want, but again, life gets in the way at times. So how will you ever achieve your biggest goals, your deepest desires, if you refuse to go for them at all? You won't even go for them in the first place because you'll only go for something that's perfect. How will you know? You won't know. So messy action is still going to get you closer to that thing because it's doing more than taking no action. And guess what? Everything is a choice, right? So taking messy action is a choice. Going after what you want is a choice. No action is still a choice. Taking no action is still action because it's a choice that you are actively making. It's the decision that you just made. I've decided to do nothing. So doing nothing is still an action. That's the action that you chose. Now, your actions determine your results. So think of it as you have two options that'll lead you to your results. Option A is to take messy action. Fail, fall down, get back up, try again, blah, blah, blah. And then you keep doing that. You keep repeating it. Like I said, it's working it out like it's a muscle. You just keep going, going, going until you get good. And then you get better. And then you get great. And then maybe you end up perfect, you know? That's what can happen when you take messy action, because at least you're taking action and going for it. At least you're doing something about it. The other alternative, the other action you could take is to do nothing. No action is still an action. It's still an active, conscious decision that you made, is to sit back and do nothing. So what is the result that you will end up by taking no action? No results. Womp, womp, womp. Now you're further than ever from your goals because you've done nothing to get yourself any closer to it. The person who is falling down and failing and getting back up again and embarrassing themselves and having everybody call them cringe and everybody making fun of them and being judged and whatever else all these losers do when they see someone actually trying to make something of themselves, that person is getting way further ahead than you just because you're only striving for perfection. So you're sitting back and doing nothing until perfection comes and somehow smacks you in the face, which is likely not going to happen because perfection isn't just, it's not deserved. You don't just like deserve perfect results. It's earned. You have to do what it takes to get there, whatever it takes to get there. Are you willing to do what it takes to get there? How bad do you want this thing that you claim that you want? Because what if it comes to me, when it comes to what I want, I will stop at nothing to get it. There's no such thing as telling myself no. Why are you comfortable with telling yourself no? Why are you comfortable with constantly downplaying what you want? Why are you comfortable with constantly denying your desires? There are things that you want. There are dreams that you have. There are goals that you are dying to achieve. But apparently not that bad. Apparently they're not that important to you. Apparently you don't care enough because you're sitting back and doing nothing about it. I have so many people that I talk to all the time that ask questions about being a content creator, making money on social media, and they all want to do this. They all want to start a podcast or a TikTok, and they want this to be their thing. But then if I look at their page, they have no podcast. They didn't start one. They hardly post, maybe a video every now and then, but not on a regular basis to the point where they're going to grow a following. They just kind of post the way that they would for, you know, their friends and family on Facebook or whatever. Like nothing, you know, nothing content creator vibes and nothing consistent at that either. Oh, you know, I would, but I'm so busy. I have so much going on. All this stuff, all the excuses in the world tell me is that you don't want what you claim that you are dying for bad enough. I've had people tell me, this is my passion. I'm so passionate about this thing. I really want to do this thing. I love this thing. That's my goal in life. That's my deepest desire in life. And my question is always, well, then what do you actually value more in life? The results that you could get from doing that thing? Imagine your dream. Imagine what it is. And imagine what your life would look like as a result of going for that thing. Or do you value the opinions of others, the thought of failure, the fear of embarrassing yourself? Do you value that more than your dream life? Because to me, it's a simple question. What holds more weight? What holds more value in your life? What will bring you more peace? What will bring you more happiness? What will fulfill you? It's a simple question. That to me is the deciding factor when it comes down to me going for something. Because let me tell you something. There are things that I've said I was going to do that I ended up not doing because I couldn't put my whole heart into it. And I was honest with myself about that. There are some business ventures that I've like thought about starting. Maybe I did start them. Sometimes it's like, annoying. Like, you announce that you're going to start something, and then after you actually start it, you're like, you know what, this just isn't for me. And you're like, damn, now I just like told people and I shouldn't even have bothered. But like, that's just the name of the game. That's messy action. It's still at least going for something. It's still at least trying. It's still at least putting yourself in a position to discover what you actually do want. Because that's the thing about discovering what you don't want. It leans you more toward what you do want. You know what? I tried this thing and I just like, I really don't want it. It's not resonating with me. It's not fulfilling me. It's not fueling me. So like, I'm kind of better off without it. At least you found something out. At least you discovered the truth, which is that this thing just simply is not for you. And there is something better suited for you. That's a win, if you ask me. So even still, even if the result is not like your dream life, even if the result is just discovering this thing actually isn't what you want, you still get something out of it. A lesson learned, an experience, more skills, more knowledge. And all of that is just as important as getting a reward. All of that is just as important as making money. People do not put enough value in life lessons. People do not put enough value in experience. Let me tell you something. I grew up in the era where you did internships for free just for the experience. After all that, like in the more recent years, I have seen lawsuits, complaints, news articles, all about, and it's so funny when I read what it's about, I'm like, oh, I did all that. Like, I could have sued people. I could have made money off of this. Like, what? It's about, like, I worked 8-hour days for free, unpaid. I had to go from this place to that place. I had to do that. I had to go get their coffee. I had to go to this meeting. And they're just describing unpaid intern work, which is what, I mean, me and all my friends did when we were just collecting college credit, you know, like that's just what you did. Like, you got college credit out of it, which, as a matter of fact, not only did you not get paid, you paid for, because we paid for our college credits. You know, you had to pay for school. You had to pay to earn credits. You had to pay to graduate and like to, you know, be able to graduate. So if anything, internships cost me money because they didn't cover anything for me. I paid for my college credit. I paid for my own lunch. They didn't cover my lunch. They didn't cover my transportation. I paid for my bus every day to get there. And I'm like, yeah, like I got experience out of it. I learned something out of it. I was able to up my resume and that helped me get my first job out of college because I had that experience. Like, just all these things that it's like, yeah, like, don't people value life experience? Don't people value just a skill set? Wins and losses and whatever, all that, like that's just the name of the game, you know? And why I mentioned that and gave that example is because I think people only go after something if there's like a guaranteed reward at the end. If they know for a fact that they're going to make money, or if they know for a fact that they're going to get followers, like some certain reward, they won't do anything unless there's a guarantee. And maybe I'm just from an older generation where it's like, there's no guarantees in life, sweetheart. You got to just build up your credentials. You know, you got to earn your spot at the top. You don't just get it. And it doesn't matter what you look like. You could have the prettiest face. It's not getting you to the top of the totem pole if you got nothing behind it, you know? Nothing is ever handed to us in life, you know? We have to take the action. We have to build up our credentials. We have to get ourselves into the positions that we want to get into. We have to network with the people we want to network with. We have to put in the grit and the blood, sweat, and tears to get, you know, those results and to have something to show for ourselves. So there's like an entitlement that comes with these like expectations or these requirements of just like, I will only do something if I get a monetary compensation or reward out of it. And quite frankly, there's a lack of integrity there. I mean, I can't relate to that because I'm the type of person who, when I want to do something, when I'm passionate about something, I will do it no matter what. Let this podcast be an example. It is now a huge part of my career. It makes me good money, something I only ever dreamed about back before I even started the podcast. I have had amazing guests come on the show. I've had amazing recognition for the show. All because almost 4 years ago now, I started it for free. Like I did not make a dollar doing it. I started with nothing. I paid for my equipment. I paid for my, you know, systems, whatever, my technology and whatnot, which I still do. Obviously, I still pay for all that stuff. It's just the only difference is now because I worked at it every week, full time, 4 years, unpaid. Now I make money because I have the numbers to show for it. I have the credentials to show for it. I put myself out there. I put this show out there. I worked so hard to get it into a position where I would be able to flourish and see, you know, results from it. Only now am I able to be rewarded for this work after years of having no reward for doing this work. Well, I can't say no reward because my reward was simply you girls listening, you girls telling me you enjoy the show. Like, I was happy enough with people just saying what I said helped them and the advice, you know, had a long-lasting impact on them. That, to me, is enough of a reward because this is something I was so passionate about doing. Because no matter what, I wanted it bad enough. So I was willing to take the messy action, to do it unpaid, to do it scared, to do it clueless, to have no idea what I'm even doing or how to do it, but just to figure it out along the way because I was passionate enough about impacting and helping others. So that's the question. Are you passionate enough about blank, whatever it is that you are holding yourself back from doing? Because your lack of action is still action. It's a choice. You are actively deciding to not do anything about it. Now, when it comes down to what you actually see for yourself, your future and your life, and what goals you actually want to make happen, you have to be able to answer that question of like, am I really this passionate about it? How bad do I want it? Am I willing to go for it no matter what? Am I willing to fail at it time and time again? These are all different things that you got to get real with yourself about. You don't need to convince me. I have so many girls all the time trying to convince me. I really want to do this thing. I really want to do this thing. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? And I tell them because, you know, no one helped me. If you value my work, then you have to value my time and pay for it. So I tell them, yeah, I'm happy to help you. Here are my rates. And then they say no. They don't want to pay. They're not willing to invest. So then you don't really want to do this thing. Because let me tell you something. Back in college, I have so many examples of things that I invested into, but I'm going to give you two. Back in college, I had really no money. I was working three jobs in college, whatever, because all my friends in school had their parents just depositing money into their bank accounts. That has quite literally never happened one single time in my life. I never opened a bank account until I had money to put in a bank account. So the only money that came into my bank account was money from my own jobs. So now in college, with the very little amount of money that I had, I was a PR major and I wanted to work in PR. I worked in fashion PR. I bought this PR course, like a PR program. Keep in mind, I'm in school for PR, okay? So I'm paying for college as a PR major. I'm already doing it. And then separately, I came across this program on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, because back then, Instagram was a thing, but I want to say it was Facebook. I feel like we used Facebook more and like advertisements were on Facebook. I bought this PR program on Facebook, paid money for it, and I watched hours and hours and hours of the modules over and over and over again. I wrote down every single note. I paid attention to every single thing that she said. I would email the girl all the time whose program it was, asking her a million and one questions. And she like, similar to the Queens of Confidence, because that's a digital program where I put like worksheets and stuff for you to fill out. I took her worksheets and I legitimately filled them out like multiple times, like on a regular basis, just redoing it, redoing the work. I never wanted the knowledge to leave my head. I was just like so obsessed with doing things like professionally and getting it right. And like, I swear to God, that's how I got the internships that I had. And that's how I got a job straight out of school. Most people spend months, you know, unfortunately, that's just America, not able to find a job out of college. I started working, I think I graduated on a Saturday and went to work on Monday. Like, because of the blood, sweat, and tears, the money I invested, the time I invested, the effort and energy I invested into this other program, it was more like real life world examples rather than just like school textbook stuff. And I swear, because of what I invested, that's why I got those results. And then the other example was that I spent, oh my God, like I can't even tell you how much time reaching out to every single influencer that I possibly came across. This is all, this was right after I graduated. So this was probably like 2016, 2017. And I emailed every single influencer possible, offering, like, of course, money. I'm like, I have a whole list of questions for you. I would love an hour of your time on the phone. Tell me your price and I'm willing to pay it. One influencer got back to me out of, I can't even tell you how many I reached out to, honestly. One. And it was $150 for an hour. And let me tell you, inflation, if she did that now, it'd be a $500 call. Minimum. She is super successful. To get a very successful influencer to answer all of your questions, to get 1 hour of their time, to ask unlimited questions within an hour, if that's what you want to do, the value, like the limit does not exist. If I were in someone's position wanting it, I would pay anything. But at that time, again, this was almost 10 years ago, before TikTok existed, before Instagram was what it was. This was still chronological Instagram days. This was when I had a blog, literally a .com blog. I paid $150. Again, didn't have any money because my job paid me shit. And I took that hour. It was my lunch break. So this was a lunch break during my work day. I will never forget it. I sat outside my office. I didn't eat. Took an entire lunch break with no food, just sat on the phone for an exact hour, $150 later, asked her a bajillion and one questions, wrote them all down, studied, did the work, did exactly what she said to do. And here I am. I can't attribute like all of my success to that phone call, obviously, but I can say that that phone call is part of the reason why I was able to start doing this in the first place, because I was willing to invest money, time, effort, energy into learning this industry. And so, yeah, at that time I was working full time, took that phone call and every ounce of information I could possibly get from it. And I implemented it and I did the work. And guess what? My pictures from that time are embarrassing. Again, messy action, embarrassing. Like if you look back, it's super cringe. Same way nowadays, people are like, you know, if I post videos, it's so cringe, I'm so embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, I've been able to make a career for myself, fully self-employed online because of that cringy era, you know? So do the cringy thing. Take the messy action. Look what can come of it. I would think that I'm a pretty good example of that. I might not be doing what I was doing then because I was like hardcore fashion influencer at the time. I mean, influencer was not a word at that time. I was a hardcore fashion blogger, not an influencer. I don't think I was influencing anyone. I was wearing fishnets and chokers and Timberland boots. So I don't really think that I was influential. But I was a blogger, you know? So I've rerouted my career, but it was because of that that I'm able to be here. Everything is a byproduct of the next thing, you know? The work I did then led me to being able to quit my full-time job, which led me to being able to work full-time from social media, which led me to being able to start my podcast. And then TikTok comes out and one thing leads to the next, you know? And so because one thing led to another, I'm able to have my dream career, my dream job, my dream life because of that messy, cringy action that I took, because of the money, time, and effort I was willing to invest. And I just know that that's the price I was willing to pay. So what's the price that you're willing to pay? You have to be willing to invest something. If you're not willing to invest anything, then that tells me you're not passionate about it. You don't care enough about it. You don't want it that bad. It's not that important to you. And therefore, you don't deserve the results because you're not willing to earn the results. So think about that. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out. Because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? you can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. And now I want to read the Dear Victoria submission where this whole thing came from. So let's get into it. Dear Victoria, I finished the Queens of Confidence digital program twice. I love that. I love that she took it two times. That's exactly what I just said. I did that PR program 500 times. And I went over the answers, the questions with that influencer I spoke to 500 times. Because when you learn something good, you don't want to just do it once and then dispose of it. You want to keep doing it and you want to keep absorbing that knowledge over and over and over. So she did it twice and I love that. So she proceeds to say, "And I must say, I feel so safe knowing that I have access to that info for life." Again, because she's going to keep watching it over and over and over. A girl after my own heart. I love her. I bought it when I was feeling really lost and unable to apply the things I already knew I should, and you made it seem easy. It was easy. Not easy like a switch, but easy as in going through the process with ease. I've posted there how much the messy action concept has changed my life. And it still does. I was an insane perfectionist, terrified of failing, and it was the beginning of my growth from that energy. I have a lot to evolve in that, so I'd vouch for more of this content in the future, hence why this episode is here. On that note, I confess I still struggle with the whole divine timing concept when it comes to love. I'm pretty confident in upholding my standards, celibacy, and being happy on my own in general. The problem is that every time I meet someone that excites me and he ends up not being what I want, I can't help feeling devastated. I'm a romantic, and since I've been doing the work for so long, I feel like I deserve my love story. I firmly believe I'll find what I'm looking for, or he's finding me. So it's not a lack of faith, it's a lack of patience. And honestly, I'm just so tired of it never being my turn, especially after filling up my life with fun, loving friends, hobbies, and goals. So I'm not desperate, I'm just ready. I'd like to ask you if you could share how you'd go through those times where you'd feel this way. If you ever did, I would appreciate it." So I love this, I resonate with this. I understand this girl, she understands me. We are cut from the same cloth in every direction, from the messy action and the looking things over, rewatching the programs, to the struggling while being single, like in every possible way. She is me and I am her. So we love that. But let me just say first that no one can relate to this concept of struggling in love, basically, and being ready and waiting impatiently more than me. I was single forever. As you girls know, I was single since high school up until meeting my now fiance 1 week before turning 28. And here's what I will say. Most of the time, the girls that like send in these emails about like, "I'm ready and waiting and I'm so upset," or whatever, like, they're usually super young. So I always like to say, like, if your story goes anything like mine, you have years of singleness still ahead of you. Because of course I was lonely and single at 25 also, but I still went 4 or 5 more years continuing to be single. So no matter how ready you are right now, you can't get so obsessed with the fact that you are ready now. So it should happen right now. You know what I mean? Because I was ready, but it happened still years after. And if you get so hung up on like, I'm ready now, so it should happen now. And if your story goes like mine and you continue to be single for years and years and years, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be so depressed. So we need to remove that expectation and obsession with it happening as soon as we're ready. You can be ready and still have to wait, you know? So like, let's all take a breather, because I'm 30. I don't have kids yet and I'm not married yet. I am getting married this year, which is fabulous, but I always thought I'd be married by 24 or 25, you know? So I'm 5 years behind schedule. I thought I'd have kids by now. So take a breather, because it'll all be okay, all right? So I totally validate your feelings. I totally know where you're coming from, because I've been there and I've done that. With that said, you will one day be so grateful that it did not work out with the guys that you're seeing right now. And one day you will totally, totally, without a shadow of a doubt, understand why it did not work out. Like, it'll all make sense in due time, because there were guys I really wanted things to work out with. And in that moment, I couldn't see like why he wasn't for me. You know, in that moment, I wanted him to be for me. It just wasn't working. He was hurting me. It was not, you know, he just wasn't giving me what I needed. He wasn't committing to me. And I'm not thinking about anyone in particular, because quite frankly, I don't even remember anyone that I liked before my fiance. They all could go scratch. But my point is, like, whenever I liked guys, it was like in that moment, I wasn't like, you know what? It all makes sense why it's not working. It was upsetting that it wasn't working. Now that I'm with my person, I'm like, oh, duh, of course I understand why it didn't work out. So one day it will all make sense why you're struggling with these guys, because it was never meant to be easy with those guys, because you weren't meant to be with those guys. So it just was never going to work out with them no matter what. But one thing that I always said during that time period was that I didn't let it upset me when things didn't work out with someone. Rather, I let it excite and inspire me, because it meant that I was finally one man closer to finding my man. So typically, like she says, like, you know, when things don't work out with someone, or when I really get my hopes up about someone and then they let me down, I end up so devastated. I end up so upset. That wasn't the case for me. I didn't let myself get upset just because it didn't work out with someone. I was like, this is exciting. Like, I was optimistic. Instead, I'm like, thank God that this person exposed themselves and took the trash out themselves, so that I am now one man closer to my man. That's what excited me. So for me, there was never an option of settling or wanting a boyfriend just because I was ready to have one. Like, I'm ready to have a boyfriend and I like this guy, so I wanted to be this guy. It was like, that was never going to be an option for me. I wanted somebody who wholeheartedly, without a shadow of a doubt, 1 bajillion percent wanted me just as much as I wanted him. I wanted him to be sure about me. I wanted him to be crazy about me. I wanted him to be obsessed with me. I wanted him to commit to me, for him to want to commit to me, not for me to have to want him to want me. Like, I wanted it to just be easy. I didn't think that I had to struggle to get commitment from somebody, you know, or to get what I desire from somebody. So it was never an option. Like she said about herself, I too filled up my life with fun, hobbies, family, friends, passions, work goals, personal goals, fitness goals, and I was genuinely happy doing all of those things. They were not a band-aid over a bullet hole. You know, I wasn't just trying to like cover up and distract myself from like so much sadness, you know? Like, I genuinely felt fulfilled in my life. I traveled with friends, solo. Like, I did all of the things that I wanted to do, and I genuinely felt fulfilled and happy. So you have to make sure that that's true for you. Do you genuinely feel fulfilled by those things that you mentioned that you do? Or are you using them simply as a distraction to cover up what you ultimately feel is missing? Because that's a big deal. You could say like, I do everything. I have friends, I have hobbies, I have a family, I go here, I go there, I party, I travel, whatever. But if that's all, like I said, band-aid over a bullet hole, it can only cover so much. You know, like, do you actually feel fulfilled by those things? It's a very important question to answer. Yes, deep down, I still always felt like my heart would not be complete until I found true love. I really always felt like a piece of me was just always going to be a little open until then. But I did not feel like I needed a man so badly that I just hoped it would be the next guy I go on a date with, or hope that it would be the next guy that I liked. You know, like I wasn't like, okay, this hole is so big. I have such an empty space in my life. I'm so unfulfilled that I have this desperate energy. Like I hope that it's the next guy. I really can't take this anymore. You know, I didn't like to even get my hopes up at all. I always knew that vulnerability could always potentially come with heartbreak. I always knew that that was an option. I knew that getting my hopes up could always potentially come with disappointment and being let down. So what worked best for me was seeing everything in black and white and being open and honest right away. The more direct I could be, the more vulnerable I could possibly be up front, the better. The more vulnerable you are and the more direct you are from day one, that first date, those first conversations, the more truths you uncover right away. And sometimes they're ugly truths. Sometimes they're hard truths. Sometimes it makes you say, I really like this guy, but I can't even fucking go out with him again because I told him this, he told me that. And now I'm like, oh, we're not a match. We're so, you know, he's so this and that on paper, but we're not aligned in this very, very, very important way. And now, because you found it out on the first date, you don't even have to waste your time with a second date. But sometimes it sucks because you're like, oh, I really like this guy. He was really cute. But that vulnerability and directness that you have to be willing to put out right away. Yes, it could always potentially come with heartbreak and disappointment and being let down, but it will ultimately protect you from wasting your time and allowing you, like I said, that optimism of having the mindset of like, now I'm one less man away from my man. Like, thank God, you know? And therefore, I could always see right away in black and white if relationships could go the distance, and if they couldn't, then I didn't even waste my time. And that's what I always found worked best for me. And because of what I mentioned before, I always had so much to fall back on right away, like the hobbies, the friends, like all that stuff, the travel and whatnot, because I made sure that those things were the first priority. Dating was not my first priority. Things working out with a guy was not my first priority. Dating did not take up so much stock in my life to let my world be rocked every time that things just didn't go the way that I hoped they would. So that's why I say it's important to be real about like where you stand with these things. Do you actually feel fulfilled? Are you actually happy? Because then you have those things to fall back on. So it doesn't even fully affect you or impact you when things don't work out with a guy, because you're like, well, that's okay. I have a million other things going on, you know? And if it does, like if you do put that much stock in it and you let your world get rocked every single time, dating will be exhausting. If you put that much stock in a guy just because you like him, especially if you just met him, you're going to be exhausted, okay? So you have to think of it abundantly, not so scarcity. And think like, I'm going to like lots of people for all different reasons, you know? It's like, okay, I'm in my 20s. Like, I'm down to have a bunch of flings. Like, yeah, sure. I'll have a million and one boyfriends in this decade. Like, that's perfectly fine. And they're not even really my boyfriends. They're just guys that I refer to as my boyfriends, you know? So you girls are going to like lots of guys. I always liked lots of guys. And when I was younger, I would have like my lists, you know? And like, I was always like, I'm Santa Claus, making my list, checking it twice. Okay. So I used to always refer back to my lists and journals, and I would be looking at all the things that I'm looking for. And I would think, oh my God, this sounds like this guy. I have this thing written and it sounds like this guy. We're like so connected in that way. So maybe he's the one. Oh no, maybe he's the one. He has this thing that this one doesn't have. And he has that. It's like a science project, like a Venn diagram. It's like, okay, he is this, he is that. So it's got to be one or the other, you know? And those were my younger years. And what I learned after all that was that that was just simply a matter of romanticizing situations. And it did way more harm to me than good. And the mindset that I developed around this is that That's like dating in the passenger seat and giving yourself no control over where things are going. I had to date in the driver's seat instead. I had to take control and agency over my dating experiences. The more that I was like cross-referencing and being like, I hope that it's this one or that one, like the more that we look at our list and like really try to romanticize a guy and hope and pray that it's that guy, we give that all up. We have no agency over it. We have no control over it. It's like, I just hope one of them pick me, you know? So I could not allow myself to do that. I could not allow myself to be devastated every single time that things, you know, didn't work out with someone. I simply could not allow myself to be heartbroken every single time that I let myself get my hopes up with no real evidence or no substance to back that mindset. Like, why, where was the proof? Where was the evidence that I should be getting my hopes up by this person? Like, there was no reason to do so. So I had to stop getting my hopes up and letting myself, like creating my own heartbreak before it even happened, basically. So the more that I tapped into my feminine energy, the more I was able to control my emotions and I was able to move forward. I was able to let go of things more. I was able to see the abundance within myself and within my life more, see the abundance within men. And I knew that there was always going to be options of men. I knew there was always going to be more men out there. I always knew there was going to be my man out there. And so I really had to dig deeper into that feminine energy and just like let go, you know, release the feeling of like, gimme, 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 and holding on to things and having simply no control and no agency over my emotions, over my dating experiences, over my heart and how I was feeling. And so that's really how I started to develop the mindset of optimism when things didn't work out, because all those heartbreaks told me was that I was finally one less hurdle away from meeting the man for me. That was the optimistic outlook, not the pessimistic outlook of like, I'm one more devastation closer to my man. You could be that glass half empty, pessimistic type person and have the mindset of like, just another devastation. I'm one more devastation closer to my man. Or you could have that glass half full, optimistic mindset. I'm one less hurdle away from meeting my man. That's that driver's seat energy. So you need to get in the driver's seat. You need to take control. Live your life as if it's already the life you would be 100% happy to live for the rest of your life with or without a man. That's what I did, and that's what I advise you to do. Be so genuinely fulfilled in all of the things and all of the areas of your life, everything that you have going on, so that you are so happy in your life, single or in a relationship. Let the man just be the icing on the cake, but not the entire foundation. He's just the cherry on top, the sprinkle on top, but he is not the entire base layer, okay? Wait for the guy who is most excited about you, not just the guy who makes you most excited about him. This has to be a two-way street. And when it is, it will be easy. It will come naturally. It will not be hard to get a man on the same page as you when he is your man. I promise. So that is all that I have to say on that. And that is all that we have for today. If you have not yet reviewed or rated this show, please do so wherever you listen. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.